Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today, and I'm having a great time here in Mountain, Maryland, Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, Garrett County, Maryland. The western part of Maryland is magnificent. If you've never been here, you should come here. If I'm not mistaken, this whole section of Maryland is one county, basically. That's what I understand. It's all Garrett County. It's a beautiful place. Cumberland is one of the cities, and I'm thinking of some of the others. I'm going to get to Sabrina Leggett to help me with that in just a second. Sabrina is sitting in front of me. Sabrina is the owner of the Painted Cupboard. And earlier, I said the name wrong, and that's because I don't read so well these days. But it is a primitive country store, right, Sabrina?
That's right.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're pretty glad to be here, aren't you?
I am.
Sabrina, do you ever wake up and say, "I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?"
When you start, every day.
Every day.
Every day.
So you understand what I'm talking about.
Seven days a week.
Small business owners get that just about every day, don't they?
I believe so.
Do you ever wake up and in the middle of the night, you know, straight up in bed and break out in a cold sweat and say, "What have I done?"
Well, I don't know about waking up. I don't sleep very much.
So you don't go to sleep to start with.
Right. I have a lot on my mind.
Tell us about the Painted Cupboard.
Well, the Painted Cupboard is just a small store on East Alder Street in downtown Oakland, Maryland.
Oakland?
Oakland, Maryland, yes.
Not to be confused with Oakland, California.
No. We're just primitive, meaning things look old. They're new, but they look old. It's not, you know, they're not antique.
Oh, okay.
So it's a new product that's made to look old.
I see.
And it's affordable, you know, when you get into the
antique. Is this furniture?
My husband makes the furniture.
Oh, so this is like reproductions. Kind
Pretty
of
much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, decorating kind of.
I see. And is it furniture or is it what my grandmother would call knickknacks?
Tchotchkes.
Okay, those things. She didn't call them that. She called them knickknacks.
Knickknacks.
She had her little knickknack shelves, you know.
But it's a little bit of everything. You know, we have candles. My husband makes the furniture, of course.
Right.
We do custom work. You can buy it from the store. You know, we have potpourri type items.
So you buy products from other people. This is not just things that you make.
Right. I don't make any of it. My husband, that's the only
product.
So
you're the owner, he's the craftsman. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. All right.
What about local craftsmen? Do you have craftspeople? Do you have them?
We do.
Do you offer their products?
Yes.
So if somebody wanted to get a flavor for some of the crafts that are available in Garrett County, they could come to your store?
Yeah, a few things, as long as it's in that primitive,
right.
You know, it has to fit the decor of the
store.
Now,
when we're talking primitive, are we talking the Pleistocene era, or are we talking, you know, 20th century, or what are we talking about?
It's pretty modern country, you know, like signs. We have hand-painted signs.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, that range from a variety of sayings. You know, we have signs that say, "Live well, love often, laugh much."
If
you know,
mama ain't
that
happy,
homey.
If mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. You got that kind of sign?
No.
You don't have those signs?
No. But I've seen those.
I saw one. Beware of wife. Dog is okay.
Yeah. We have a real popular one that says, "Go away." It's for those people that live at Deep Creek and all their relatives come to visit.
Exactly.
Just want them to go away.
Do you find that that's the case? This place is so swell that people just, it's almost like when you build a pool in your backyard.
Everybody wants to come.
They want to come here, don't they?
Yeah.
It's a great place
to
be.
Deep Creek. And, yeah.
Now, you're actually from this part of the country, not this county, but nearby, right?
Right. I'm from Terre Haute, West Virginia. That's where I live, at Alpine Lake.
I see. Okay. How long have you been in business?
6 months.
The ink is barely dry.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And so how's it going?
Very well. We're more than pleased. More than pleased. You know, when we sat down and my husband and I tried to figure out exactly, you know, what we were going to do, what we needed to make per month.
Right.
You know, just to pretty much survive is what we were thinking at. We kind of had a little 3-year plan.
Right.
We've more than exceeded.
Wow.
You know, our expectations.
So you actually had a business plan?
We did.
Wow. Who would have thought something like that? Good for you. I'm proud of you guys. And it works, too, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
It's amazing how the plan, I mean, your model might not be working, but the plan works because it tells you where things are going wrong.
Well, with our plan, though, it didn't quite fall into the order that we thought. My husband can retire in 3 years, and our plan was in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were going to start this business, but when this little shop, you know, became available,
opportunity knocked.
Right, it was like you have to do it now because three years from now it's not going to be there.
Right.
yeah. We just kind of jumped in with both feet, and here we are.
Well, good for you. Now, what would you do differently? 6 months into the venture, what do you know now that you wish you knew then?
Well,
cash flow, anything like that?
No, I mean, we've just been having a lot of fun with
it. So you guys are just so smart. You haven't made any mistakes.
Well, yeah, you make mistakes along the way.
What did you do? Come on, fess up.
I should have got a bigger building.
You've outgrown your building.
We've outgrown it already. Well, you know, you get all that little knick-knacky stuff, as you call it, and it fills up rather quickly.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, someday, maybe, you know, someday down the road, we'll look for a bigger store.
Right. All right. What else? What are some other things that you did? What's something you did right that you look back and you say, wow, I was so smart?
Oh, I don't know. Smart? Friendly.
Making sure that the customers had a great experience when they came in your building.
And developing great friendships with the other businesses on the street. You know, we all try to work together.
Wow.
All of us.
That's a novel idea.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. No, I see that. When I travel around the country, I see small business owners loving each other up and taking care of each other. That's important.
We all go out to dinner together.
Yeah.
You know, it's very rare that you ever see any of us by ourselves.
Right.
You know, that we all kind of travel together.
Do you have to get a permit to assemble or anything?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Not like that. Okay, well, now, all right, there are people out there. I've got a minute and a half. There are people out there who are where you were 6 months ago. What would you like to say to them? What would you tell them? What would you have wanted someone to say to you when the day you opened up?
Oh, I'll tell you, it's just live your dream. You know, sometimes they just say, do it. You know, just do it.
Do it,
yeah.
But you got to have a plan.
Well, you do.
You can't just blunder into it or you'll blunder out.
Right. Well, you know, you have to sit down, you figure out your finances. You know,
right.
I worked before, you know, well, we both work.
Yeah.
You know, but now I don't work another job. I work in a shop
all
the time.
But your husband does?
He's a school teacher,
yes.
And I worked for accountants for 10 years.
Right.
You know, so it was, you know, you just have to figure out, can you financially, when it's all said and done, how are you going to be sitting, good or bad?
How much faith do you have to have?
Oh, a lot.
In yourself?
A lot.
In your dreams?
Yeah, you know, but it's all in, you know, do you like people, your personality?
Right.
They want friendly people here.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people come from the city when they're here to visit. They want friendly people.
And
a lot of times you're in the mad rush of things.
I can see right now why you're successful. I'm looking at why you're successful. You got a website?
I don't.
What?
Not yet.
Sabrina, we have to fix that.
I know we do.
It's called The Painted Cupboard. It's on East Elder.
Alder
Street. Yes, sir. In Oakland, Maryland, which is in the Deep Creek part of the world.
That's right.
Right?
That's
Thank
right.
you, Sabrina.
Thank you
for being here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. You're one of my heroes.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back with Karen Meyer. We're going to talk about the real estate business in this part of the world and being in the resort business. I think that's what we're going to talk about right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.